If you could tell me a bit about where you went to school and around here.
I went to school down to Potter School down in Little Gilmanton for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Gilmanton, Iowa, to the IW school for 6 years.
Sure. What was school like back then for you?
About the same as it is now. We had very few of the people left around that I went to school with. I talked a few of them out here today, but
yep.
Most of them are gone. I've been trying to get them to get together and have a reunion before we're all gone.
Yeah.
Because it seems like you lose a few every year.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. What are your favorite parts about Old Home Day?
Well, I can remember I've been here 74 times.
74, okay, wow.
I missed two of them. And I remember back when they started when I was a kid, my father used to, he and Charlie Kelly and Moss Brown, instead of having the out here, they had a little tent they set up, like it was a little gray tent with a door on each end. They have a table across the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And on that would sell, they'd sell candy bars and ice cream and all the snacks that us kids had.
Wow.
And you could buy an ice cream for 10 cents. And you could buy I forgot what the tonic was.
Mm-hmm.
But
Moxie.
My dad would go up to Keller's ice cream place in Laconia, and the ice cream come in these big steel drums.
Mm-hmm.
He'd pick up a chocolate, a vanilla, and a maple walnut. He had three kinds.
Yeah.
And they'd bring them down. It was things, and they'd set them in those tents. And then he and Charlie Kelly and Moss Brown would take turns, and they all worked in there. And they'd scoop up the ice cream, and they'd sell you the cone.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Bryant and I, we were both kids at the time, and they'd give us a nickel apiece for bottles, if we returned the bottles.
Yeah.
And so what we did, we'd go back, bring back a bunch of bottles. If we brought so many bottles, they'd trade us a ice cream. So they had soft ice cream on the outside of the tin that would get melted ahead of the other.
Yeah.
Well, they'd scoop it up. We didn't care if it was soft or what it was. Johnny and I could do all right. You can tell by looking at Johnny, he ate more ice cream than I did. But I don't know whether he got more bottles or not, but don't make any difference. We had fun collecting them.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about your family when you were younger and what it was like, you know, what the sort of things you did with them?
Well, we used to raise a lot of potatoes, and we used to raise popcorn. We had an acre of popcorn. We used to raise that, and we had to husk it all and shell it. We used to sell it on the cob at first in the Laconia, and we had a peddling market.
Mm-hmm.
And you could sell it for like $4 a bushel for a bushel of popcorn.
Wow.
And it got where the women didn't want to have to shell it. So we wound up having to shell it. We'd put it in little 1 pound bags, sell it for, I forget now, 25 cents a pound or something in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
In the stores. And then we raised a lot of potatoes, and then went into Laconia. We used to raise around 40, 50 tons of potatoes.
Wow.
And we'd haul them up Laconia and run a peddler. And we had hens. We had about 1,000 hens. We used to take the eggs and peddle them.
Mm-hmm.
And it got so the poultry market got so bad that it cost more to own the hens than to get out of them. They got sickness in, and it cost us $500 more than we get out of the eggs. So I decided it was time to do something different.
Yeah.
So we used to raise a lot at Market Garden. We had a stand. We sold vegetables to everybody coming to the stand.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got where the kids got bigger, and they all started going on their own. So we switched from vegetables and stuff, went to more cattle. We now have about 80 head of beef cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can take care of them. We do excavation to support the farm.
Certainly.
You might say.
Yep.
Do a lot of that.
Do you remember any people that you grew up with, friends or friends of the family?
Well, I can remember the ones that, in fact, we lost. One of the friends of the family was Bud Hawkins. And I can remember Old Home Day, what brings it back to memory. They used to always, in the afternoon, they'd have it would last all afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then at supper time, they'd serve beans or whatever they had left. They'd still put on a meal at supper time, not as big as a noon one.
Yeah.
But then they'd have a play. And all these people in town, was a hometown at play.
Mm-hmm.
And Bud Hawkins and his father and the whole family, his sisters and his mother and everybody, plus a lot of the other family, Geddes's, the different families in town, would get up here on the stage and they'd put on a play that you wouldn't believe it today. Home talent.
Wow.
Sheldon Hawkins, which was Bud's father, he'd get in it and he'd have his part. Well, if he didn't remember, he'd come up with something that would fit even better. And it would have everybody, the town would be in it, this hall would be full.
Wow.
It'd be an uproar.
That's awesome.
That was the good old days of the old original Home Day.
Mm-hmm.
Old Home Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss it, you know. I guess people don't have time for that anymore, but
yeah.
It was a real show, a good show.
Mm-hmm. Sounds it.
Yeah.
Do you remember any friends from school that you had?
Any what?
School friends, old schoolmates?
All my school friends have died, just about.
Yeah.
Bud Hawkins, one of them, went to his funeral a couple months ago. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Freddie Wobbin, a lot of the different ones. Dave Geddes, they lost almost all of them. I'm about the only one left.
Wow.
And I went to school with them.
Did you get married?
Yeah, 46 years ago.
46 years ago?
Yeah, still got the same woman.
Yeah?
Haven't traded her in.
That's great. Did you have any children?
I have 4 children, 2 girls, 2 boys.
What are their names?
There's Joan. She's married to Aria, lives right next to the home farm.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Janet. She's married to a Breton, and they live down the road from us, and they have 2 children.
Mm-hmm.
And then my son Robert Jr. is on the home farm, and he has four children. Mm-hmm. And then I have a younger boy that was in a bad accident, and he's in a wheelchair, the one out here. He's riding around in a wheelchair.
Okay.
Been in a wheelchair 21 years.
Wow, okay. Can you tell me a bit about growing up with your family during the holidays? What were the holidays like for you?
Well, we didn't have time. It seemed like most hours were working on the farm.
I mean, yeah.
We might go to a 4th of July parade or something like that, you know, but we didn't have much time, you know, hardly ever left the farm.
Mm-hmm.
All we had to travel in was an old Model A Ford, and my dad, it was a pickup truck. He made these little seats in the back. There were six of us kids. I had five sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat in the back of that truck and rode around, you know. He had it set up with a little top on the back and some little windows you could open.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you wouldn't allow you to do it, but we rode for miles around.
Yeah.
You know, we'd go to maybe a fair they'd have up to Belknap Mountain Recreation. They have a little farm fair.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go down to Pittsfield. There used to be a fair in Pittsfield then.
Yep.
And then there was, you know, different ones. You go to the local fairs around.
Definitely.
Belknap County 4-H Fair back then was just starting.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to do the fairs now. We still do quite a lot of them.
Okay. Can you think of any other memories you'd like to mention?
Well, I can remember, they talk about the global warming.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember back in the early 60s, we had a spell. Them days, they didn't call it global warming. They just called it an open winter, they'd call them. We had winters like we've had, no snow. Went along 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the town had a big town tractor, which now I think Mickey Daigle owns it. It belonged to the town. And they said, well, we don't need the tractor anymore. We don't have any snow. So they put it up to auction and sold it for $380.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall and winter, we had 7 feet of snow on the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
We had one storm, had 4 feet of snow. They had to hire that tractor back, and they paid $2,200 for the tractor to plow snow for them.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they turned around and hired us with two bulldozers to go ahead of the tractor. And the snow was anywhere up to 12 and 14-foot drifts.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I'm thinking, they're worried about global warming. We've had some open winters, but I think you're going to see in a few years it could change, and we'll be wondering why there's so much snow.
Yeah, possibly.
It's all a matter of cycles we go from. We went through, you know, then we went through, and then back then we had all that snow, and everybody, oh, we're going back to 1800 and froze to death. There was a year when it had snow every month, all summer.
Oh, wow. People,
oh, 40 years ago, that was what we're all going to freeze to death. The ice cubes are coming down and everything.
Uh-huh.
And now we're going through a warm spell in there. There's nothing, I think they're way over promoting the global warming.
Yeah, perhaps.
They're getting awful excited about something that's been happening for years.
Yeah,
in
perhaps.
Different cycles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I mean, they can blame it to a lot of things, but it's going to happen. We're going to be back just like last spring. It was the coldest spring we had in a long while.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept saying that was caused by global warming. Well,
right.
It isn't really that way. You've been around as long as I have. You don't get too excited about that.
Yeah. What other memories can you think of that you can share?
Well, I remember shoveling snow down here. We had the town tractor down here, and it was down here by Ed Ham's, which is down by Packer Albee's down in the Stone Road. And the snow was 14 foot deep, drifted in, been there for a week.
Mm.
And it was so hard packed that my dad took a bunch of us kids out of grammar school, because the buses and stuff couldn't get through then anyway. And he'd pick up a whole truckload in that pickup, and we'd come out, Bud Hawkins, Freddie Warburton, Gabe Geddes, all the different ones, and we have a shovel crew. And we had these round pointed shovels. We couldn't use a regular snow shovel. The snow was so hard, you'd have to chop it out with a regular spade. And the town tractor was like 8 feet wide. We'd get out about 10 feet, and we'd shovel two trenches, one each side. We'd shovel down as far as we could and shovel it out. And then they'd come in with the town tractor, and they'd break it out, and that would make them a place to put it. We worked for a whole week just getting that one road open.
Wow.
Down there. Yeah, getting 25 cents an hour. It was big pay in them days.
Yeah, I imagine so.
That's the thing. With kids today, I sat it out. I was getting 25 cents an hour picking apples.
Uh-huh.
But in that time, you could buy a candy bar for a nickel.
Yeah.
It had candy in it.
Yeah.
Today, you pay a dollar and all you get is a wrapper. That's what the difference is.
Yeah, wow.
But, no.
Okay. Well, anything else you'd like to share?
Well, I can remember one of the big things that was exciting. They moved that piece of house, it's now Phil McIntyre's, and on the end of Smith Meeting House Road.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought that up from down to the Kelly Schoolhouse. That was across from Kelly Schoolhouse. When I was a kid, I remember us going out and watching them pull that house up the road. That was quite an exciting thing in them days.
Mm-hmm.
Mel Drew moved it up there, and we watched it. And now I've helped move several myself, so, I mean, don't seem as exciting. But,
right, yeah.
But, you know, in them days it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for coming by and talking.
Probably took more than my time already.
Okay.